When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and I'm joined again by Adam Kitaine and Joey Fischella of MyCoinSolution.com. They are the co-founders. Hi, guys.
Hey, Andy.
This is part two of the lowdown on Bitcoin, and in the last show, we talked about sort of what Bitcoin is and where it came from, some misconceptions and why it's a good idea to use it. Let's talk about actually who's using Bitcoin now and how our listeners can use it. Can you give me some examples of who's using it?
Most notably, Expedia.com recently started accepting Bitcoin. And most of the people that are accepting Bitcoin nowadays, most of the merchants that accept Bitcoin, are using either BitPay or Coinbase to process their transactions.
Yeah.
And BitPay and Coinbase are both their competitors, actually. And they're both merchant services that provide big name merchants with the ability to accept Bitcoin. And they do the integration and everything. So yeah, they've been really, really hard at work getting adoption going and making Bitcoin available to merchants and consumers. So as I said, Expedia.com is one of the most recognizable brands that accepts Bitcoin for hotel bookings now. In the States, we have Dish Network, which is a satellite ISP. They're really, really big. It's a, you know, it's a humongous company. Yeah. And actually, Adam has a pretty funny story about this Dish Network.
Oh, I like funny stories. Tell us the funny story, Adam.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So it's I was on the phone with my other ISP the other day. They had raised the rates on me, and I was not happy about it. And so I called them up and complained and threatened to switch to Dish Network because they accepted Bitcoin and their rates were lower. But most importantly, because they accepted Bitcoin. And I would have been thrilled to pay for my internet using Bitcoin. But unfortunately, my internet service provider and cable provider offered me even faster internet and free HBO for my previous lower price, at which point I had to concede and stick with them. But
it's the power of Bitcoin, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that, you know, I hadn't, but I'm sure that many others have switched to Dish Network because they're accepting Bitcoin. And, you know, that's, as we spoke on the last show, one of the reasons why we do see a lot of merchants starting to accept Bitcoin.
Sure, yeah. There's a story, isn't there, also of real estate? See, I'm trying to use Americanisms here. We would call it property, but you guys call it real estate, don't you? Some
yes.
Stories of real estate changing hands with Bitcoin?
Yeah, actually, most notably, Tropical Villa in Indonesia was sold for $500,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Really?
Recently, yeah.
That would be, what, 1,000 Bitcoins? Is that
just
right?
Just about.
Yeah, the current rate,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there actually is a real estate agency in New York called Bapple, and they've sold, I believe, a $16,000 lease to one of their clients using Bitcoin. And which is interesting because the owner of Bapple, Nick Spanos, is actually the creator of the Bitcoin Center in New York City. And the story goes that he was actually approached by someone who was interested in leasing an apartment. And they gave him the idea of using Bitcoin or accepting Bitcoin instead of cash for the lease. And of course, as a landlord, you know, Bitcoin, you know, with Bitcoin, the check is never going to bounce. There's no chargeback on the credit card. There's no credit card fee. So once you get the coins in your wallet, you're pretty sure that the person can't get them back.
I mean, so, it really is like the electronic version of cash, isn't it?
That's exactly right. In fact, Satoshi's opening paper, one of the first lines says an electronic cash system.
Yeah.
And it is almost exactly that. Some people used to call it cash with wings. I think that's what a lot of people advocating for Bitcoin in the early days called it that. And it's very true.
Yeah.
So now you can use cash with wings on overstock.com, which is kind of like an Amazon competitor.
Right.
And I know a lot of people that are in the Bitcoin space will actually check Overstock first to see if they have anything instead of Amazon, or they just use Overstock as their default now because they accept Bitcoin.
Because they accept Bitcoin. Yeah. It's that thing again, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, there's loads of companies, isn't there? Sort of, is it Mint.com, Reddit, CoinMap, Bitcoin Travel?
Oh, so I was going to talk about Bitcoin Travel, right? Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Bitcoin.travel is a website where you can view locations that you can go, or hotels that you can stay at, or travel airlines and different methods of travel like buses, trains, anything that accepts Bitcoin. And if you want to, you know, take a vacation, you can go to that website and plan it out using their services and find out about like who accepts Bitcoin, where you're going, or, you know, how to get there using just Bitcoin. So that's a really great site. CoinMap.org is another website that's kind of like a merchant directory. It gives you sort of a Google Maps overview of the world, and you can zoom in on any city or state or any, you know, any area in the world, and see which Bitcoin businesses have listed themselves on CoinMap.
There's quite an industry growing up around Bitcoin, isn't there? And similar services.
It's crazy. I mean, it's really, really ripe for innovation. So I think that a lot of people are taking advantage of the technology behind Bitcoin, and they're making use of this like sort of international currency that we have now.
Yeah, sure. Now let's move on to the subject, because we did touch on it just briefly, this subject of how to accept Bitcoin. So if you've got like a, you know, a merchant site or retail site online, what do you have to do to accept Bitcoin? And you mentioned, interestingly, you mentioned two companies. There was BitPay and I think it was Coinbase, the other one. And I was a bit surprised, because I always thought Bitcoin was, you know, a bit sort of, not maverick, that's the wrong word, but sort of like more independent. And I thought you could do something on your own. But do you have to have a sort of merchant to accept Bitcoin?
You actually don't. Our company, MyCoin Solution, does different types of implementations for our customers. In fact, what I thought going into the company was that most people would want to see a do-it-yourself implementation like you just described, where you can use the Bitcoin software and you can use, you know, the open source tools available to actually create your own web store. And we've only had one customer that's wanted that type of implementation.
How interesting.
Everyone else seems to want to be able to use Bitcoin in the easiest way possible. And what we found is that Coinbase actually provides very simple plugins for Shopify and WordPress that allow you to integrate Bitcoin payments into your electronic marketplace. So Bitcoin is still a bit of a doozy for people. They don't understand how it works. They don't understand how to implement it. And what we do is we provide people with what solution works best for them. If they still don't understand Bitcoin after looking over the materials that we provide and the way that we explain it, then we usually suggest that, you know, if you still want to accept Bitcoin, I think it's a great idea. Here, we'll set you up with this Coinbase solution. Then Coinbase kind of takes a cut into that, right? But if you want to be able to accept Bitcoin and, you know, use all of its features without anyone else taking part in getting like a slice of your sales, then you can very easily, with our help, or, you know, with your own research, set up a Bitcoin client on your website or on your computer and get that running yourself.
Fantastic.
One of the things that I think is really key here is sort of the value add of BitPay and Coinbase. And Joey mentioned that, you know, they do have some plugins that you can add to your existing online store. But more importantly, I think what they allow is for merchants to remove the risk of accepting Bitcoin, in that a lot of merchants in the beginning were afraid that if I accepted Bitcoin today for a t-shirt and then the price of Bitcoin plummets tomorrow, well, now I don't get any sort of compensation for that shirt.
Yeah.
What these companies are doing is they're offering sort of a gateway to remove that risk. So if you charge $50 for a t-shirt and you're set up with Coinbase or BitPay, what you can do is charge $50 for that shirt instantaneously find what the exchange rate is for Bitcoin. Mm. They send you, someone pays in Bitcoin. And at the end of the day, whether Bitcoin has gone up or gone down or stayed the same, these companies will guarantee that you will be paid out the $50, regardless of how the price of Bitcoin has changed.
Okay.
And so it takes that risk out of the equation for merchants. And so, you know, I think that's really what the value add for these companies is. And, you know, if you want that solution, but you're overwhelmed by maybe the technical components of Bitcoin, or even just the integrating it with your already existing online store, that's sort of, you know, where we see a lot of people today. And that's where we come in. And we love helping people accept Bitcoin and understand a little bit more about it and help educate them. Because, you know, right now, we've listed quite a number of companies that have started accepting Bitcoin, but it's still a very niche market. And what we see is in the future, this is going to grow to something where a lot of people in a lot of different sectors and industries are going to use Bitcoin, whether they know it or not. And so, you know, helping people get to that point where they're comfortable with enough to at least say, yes, you know, help me do it. I think that's definitely in the near future.
I'm really interested in, actually, I know we touched on it earlier. We talked about the Bitcoin bump in part one, but it's how people are using Bitcoin to sort of enhance their marketing almost. There does seem to be a sort of a Bitcoin effect, doesn't there? Are you seeing a big, huge sort of jump in interest in Bitcoin at the moment?
Yeah, it feels like people are very aware of Bitcoin. It's one of the most searched terms on Google. It seems to be something that people are in the blogosphere are writing about and are interested in. And the very interesting thing about Bitcoin is how many new people and new users are engaged in the content every day, which is extremely important for people that want to advertise their business. I think that, you know, it's acceptable.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Acceptable to post online, like, oh, this business is now accepting Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Whereas if you post that anywhere else, people consider it spam or, you know, shameless self-promotion. But now it shows that actually you're on the cutting edge of technology, you know, and it's used to catch the eye of these Bitcoin users who are hungry for places to spend their Bitcoin.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about some of these big companies. I want to mention just off the top of my head, one very small company that started accepting Bitcoin. I remember it was a hot sauce creator, maker, and seller out of a small town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I saw him on the front page of Reddit, or the front page of the Bitcoin Reddit, rather, a few weeks back. His name is Garrett, and he just had a picture of his front porch stacked tall with boxes full of hot sauce, and the caption read, "Look what Bitcoin has done to my business."
And I
reached out to him and had the pleasure of speaking to him, and he said how he used to have about one shipment worth of hot sauces go out per week or so, maybe a year or two ago. And since he started accepting Bitcoin, you know, he's also an active member in the Bitcoin community and very involved. But he started accepting Bitcoin. And a year later, he said that one shipment per week worth of hot sauce became 30. And wow. So, you know, he's really seen tremendous benefit for his very, very small business because he started accepting Bitcoin. And, you know, a lot of people are starting to catch on that this is really an effective way of using it for marketing.
It can make you newsworthy then, can't it? It's worth, because there is a Bitcoin symbol as well, a standard Bitcoin symbol, isn't it, that you can put on your website?
That's right. It's the little orange B.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. They're actually trying to get it implemented into like the basic text editor like language so that you can actually type it on any website, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, it's a bit like a dollar sign, isn't it? But it's a B instead of an S.
Yeah, it's cute, but yeah. it gets the job done. You really understand what it is.
I'm really interested in other things you can do with Bitcoin. I'm also interested in where you think Bitcoin is going to be, I don't know, 5 years from now. What are your thoughts, sure. guys?
So the technology of the Bitcoin network being this peer-to-peer network and this decentralized solution that has never existed before can actually be used for many, many different things. You can do something called Colorcoin, which is when you use the Bitcoin network to represent things other than Bitcoins in this decentralized system, where you can say like, oh, you know, one Bitcoin represents 100% stake in my company. Mm. And then you can trade that Bitcoin as if it's a company. In this trustless, you know, decentralized peer-to-peer way.
Yes, I read a blog post on this. This is kind of to be layered on top of Bitcoin, isn't it? Rather than sort of changing Bitcoin.
That's correct.
Yeah.
There are certain implementations that use a separate system to implement that solution. But most of these systems work within Bitcoin and kind of piggyback on the power of the network that's already there.
Yeah, sure.
There's something called Counterparty that exists right now where people are trading shares in their company. I think I saw yesterday online, someone is like trying to crowdfund themselves like a certain amount of Bitcoins to start their band. Mm. And they say that like every share in our band is worth like a certain percentage of our profits because you've chosen to invest in us from the beginning. Wow. And this like kind of skirts on the legality issue of like how is Bitcoin being used, you know, and what are the laws behind it. But people are finding that it's advantageous to use this type of technology because it doesn't have any restrictions as far as like, you know, who can be sending money where or what's, you know, what actually you can do with your property. So it's allowing people to kind of trade like a share in a company for like, you know, whatever else they can represent in the blockchain, which could be like a deed for a land or a certain contract. And all these items can be interchangeable within the system that runs on Bitcoin.
And so what Joey just described is sort of some of the really cool technological ways that you can use the Bitcoin protocol in very clever ways to do different things. So there's a way using, you know, without changing Bitcoin at all, just a clever application of it is this crowdfunding. I think that to me is a really interesting example where, you know, using the protocol and the technology as it is today, you can say, you know, send Bitcoin to this address. But the Bitcoin won't be able to be used or received by the receiver until it reaches a certain threshold by a certain date. Otherwise, everyone's going to get their Bitcoin back. And that's the heart of crowdfunding is, you know, if people are willing to fund your project up, you know, a certain amount by a certain amount in time, then you can have that project take off. Otherwise, you know, everyone's going to get their money back and that project isn't going to go anywhere.
This is the notion of escrow, isn't it? So are you saying that you reckon escrow could be built into Bitcoin at some point?
Absolutely. Actually, it's already built in.
Right.
That functionality is sort of like functional on the network now. And it's sort of escrow, but it's sort of not. It's like an escrow that relies on math to satisfy its, you know, release of money.
Yes.
There isn't really a third party. The third party is like the miners that do the calculations and decide whether or not, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. It's kind of using this trustless network of decentralized, power to kind of, you know, provide these services that have never been possible before.
Guys, yeah. This has been absolutely fascinating. I want to just talk quickly, because we ought to wrap up soon. I want to talk quickly about some of the communities about Bitcoin, and then we'll end up with how people can find out about you. I know there's quite a lot of activity in the US, isn't there? And there's a bit of activity in London now, isn't there?
That's correct. Actually, in New York City, there are three different huge groups that are kind of getting people together to talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
The first one is Bitcoin NYC, which was the first and the largest meetup group in the States pertaining to Bitcoin. And every week, 30 to 40 Bitcoin enthusiasts or newbies to Bitcoin would come by and check out, you know, what was going on in the world. And it would just be an open table discussion about Bitcoin. And that's actually where I got involved in the Bitcoin scene. It's just a great group of guys that have been involved and, you know, happy to answer questions and are excited for the technology.
Yeah.
Besides Bitcoin NYC, there's the Bitcoin Center NYC, which is actually a physical location right next door to the stock exchange.
Oh, right.
And yeah, it's right on Wall Street.
How does the stock exchange feel about that?
We're not sure, but we get a lot of guys that are interested, you know, on their lunch break coming in and checking out Bitcoin. They're like, oh, I've heard of it, you know,
yeah.
Which is really cool. So the Bitcoin Center actually recently held the jobs fair last weekend, where they were, you know, they had BitPay there and they had a bunch of different companies that are hiring and want to pay their employees in Bitcoin. And all the potential employees are interested in working for Bitcoin startups. So that was really exciting. And the Bitcoin Center also has open trading every Thursday, which is great. People, you know, can come to trade their dollars for Bitcoin in an open area, which is really nice. So it's kind of like an open air stock exchange for just Bitcoin.
Wow, that would certainly be interesting to watch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, actually, there have been a number of news outlets that have come in and reported on it. And, yeah, I'm in the news sometimes. I'm just like walking around trading Bitcoin. It's very cool. So besides that, there's the Bitcoin Developers Group in New York City, which meets every Tuesday. And this is just strictly developers or people that are working on Bitcoin businesses or projects. And it's a great group of guys that meet up and talk about, you know, what they've been doing with the technology and how they've been able to put it in use for their business, or how that they're advancing the technology and having other businesses use what they're doing to, you know, help them out. So it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in New York City.
Yeah.
And also I've heard that the Bitcoin group in London is also equally big, if not bigger than the one in New York City. And they actually sponsored a hackathon, which is when a bunch of guys get together and start programming for like a week straight and try to get a product done. And, you know, there's like judges and awards and stuff, and they called it HackCoin. Oh, wow. So that actually just happened last weekend as well.
You know, it's always very humbling, listeners, to be told by an American gentleman something that's going on my doorstep and I didn't know about. I work in London 4 days a week. I should have known about this, but never. That's fascinating. Now, how can people find out about you guys and about your company?
Sure. So we are reachable online at our website, www.mycoinsolution.com. And you can reach us via email, either info@mycoinsolution.com or to either of us. I'm Adam, so adam@mycoinsolution.com, or Joseph. So you can shoot us an email. You can follow us on Twitter @MyCoinSolution, and you can find our blog on our site. And so, you know, anyone who's interested in learning more about Bitcoin or thinks that accepting Bitcoin is something that might be good for their business, they can reach out to us and we can sort of give them a little bit more guidance and point them in the right direction and hopefully work with them in the near future.
Well, guys, thank you so much. It's been a really useful insight into Bitcoin. I hope our listeners found it useful. And that's it for this show. You can find us at sitevisibility.com/impodcast if you want to find the podcast on the web. Email us at podcasts@sitevisibility.co.uk. Telephone us at +44 1273 256 150. And of course, you can find us on iTunes. We love reviews, so please review us. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Andy.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.